Legends 92.9 now brings you
Lyrics and Legends
with your host, Gary Ware.
The program is Lyrics and Legends, and we have a good one on the phone in the studio with me again. My, let's see, partner in crime.
Compadre.
And
buddy.
Buddy. And
employee.
I don't know. Are you an employee? The world famous Buck Weatherby.
Oh, man.
Buck.
I can't live up to that.
You ever remember those good songs like Lonesome 77203?
Oh, yeah.
Little Old Dime, all that good stuff.
I like that one about the mailbox.
Oh, yeah. We've got on the phone with us today. Looking forward to this one for a while. We've got Tony Booth. Hello, Tony.
How you doing, Gary?
We're doing great. Good to talk to you. And we're going to get to visit with you a little bit this morning and find out. See, we call him a Texas kid, but he kind of grew up, I think, in Florida, maybe?
Port Richey.
That's right. Port Richey, yeah.
So you grew up there, and tell us a little bit about growing up in Florida and getting into, you're interested in music.
Well, we come from a long line of Florida natives, so we trace our back to 1830.
Oh, wow.
So we've been... My mom didn't drop me when she was on vacation from Ohio. So, but my daddy was a big Hank Williams fan. I grew up in the Elvis era. I liked Elvis and Jerry Lee and Conway and all them guys, Vance Domino. But as I got older, I started listening to country. And we had to leave Florida when I graduated from high school, but my mother she couldn't take a few minutes. They told her to move from some dry climate. So we wound up moving to New Mexico. And that's when I got country music. I was going to the University of New Mexico in Albuquerque there. And my sister was a steel guitar player. And he conned me into playing a few gigs. Once I found out the boy still loved the singer, I was kind of hooked, you know. And I started listening. I really liked I like guys with a pretty voice back then. I wasn't into soul too much, so I was a big Ray Fuller fan, Marty Rockett, guys like that too. And I played around out a few years and kind of followed Glenn Campbell's track, made it up to California eventually, and that's where I ran across the representative of Buck Owens, his name was Dusty Rhodes. He heard me in the club and told Buck about me. So they did a little test demo and took it to Buck, and Buck liked it, so they signed me to Capitol Records. And that was a huge boost for me, you know, go from a club singer to a guy that actually got to go out and tour. So I did that for several years and moved to Texas. I toured with that little whorehouse in Texas for a while. That was kind of a side trip for my country.
I bet.
Oh, man, it was 180 degrees. It was still music, but that was the only resemblance was the music. But so then after the play, closed. I went to work with Gene Washington for about the next 12 years. And then I became a father at age 42. And I thought, man, we ain't making enough money to support a kid. So our music was already dying from the radio because they was onto that news.
Right.
I bought a couple of trucks and started trucking. And I did that for the next 15 years and just played enough to keep my hand in. And then after I figured my daughter could feed herself, I didn't have to worry about that anymore, so I started back to music, and I looked up Tracy Pitcock from Heart of Texas Records, and he's single-handedly done so much to keep this music going, at least in this part of the country anyway.
You bet, yeah.
So Austin, Texas is kind of a hotbed for all kinds of music right now, isn't it, Tony?
It is, yeah. It's more the red dirt in Texas music than it is the classic country, you know, what we do.
Right.
I mean, Austin is home to every kind of music there is. It's so, one of the best live music scenes in the country.
So the one that really got it started for you, you would say maybe kick-started your career as far as a song goes, would that be Keys in the Mailbox, or was there something before that one?
My first chart record was Cinderella.
Cinderella, okay.
Right. And then I came out with Keys and then Lonesome in pretty rapid succession.
Talk a little bit about Cinderella. How did you get that song, and what made you decide to record that one?
Well, it was the Buck Owens tune. Doyle Holly was the first guy, I think, to record it. And So everything was kind of in-house with Buck. You know, he had his own publishing company, his own recording studio, his own band. So we did a lot of stuff that he had control over, which was fine with me. And it turned out that was a wise decision, because 40-something years later, I'm still getting requests for those songs, you know.
You bet. So, yeah, we got a little tie-in from Shamrock to Buck Owens. There was a guy here named Gene Price that went to that Bakersfield area and ended up playing bass guitar for Buck and also for Merle Haggard. And so, anyway, we have to throw Gene in.
Yeah,
in there.
Did you ever cross his path, Tony?
No, I don't believe so. Well, Joel Holly was playing bass for Buck when I hooked up with him. And then right after that, the singer started. And first guy I remember playing for Merle was Dennis Romack.
Okay. We want to listen to Cinderella. And then okay. We're going to throw that in here, and then we're going to be back in a few minutes to visit with Tony Booth. We'll be back right after this.
Cinderella. Charming was just a dream. There wasn't any palace, and you weren't a queen. In your faded cotton dresses, anyone could see. But you're still Cinderella to me. Cinderella. Is not the way love should be. Cinderella, Cinderella, won't you let me take you home with me?
Our honeymoon may not be a fancy ball. Not have a maid and butler at your call, but I'll be more than any prince could ever be, and you'll be Cinderella to me. Is not the way love should be. Cinderella, Cinderella, won't you let me take you home with me?
Program's Lyrics and Legends in the studio with me this morning is Buck Weatherby on the phone with me, Tony Booth. We're getting to learn a little about Tony Booth. I didn't know.
Oh, man.
Go from Florida to go to Albuquerque, and then.
He even had a detour in Las Vegas, I think, didn't you, Tony?
I went to Vegas after I was already living in California. Worked over there for a while, just kind of jobbing around. But I didn't really start doing anything with Buck until I moved back to California. I left Vegas and went back to the San Diego area, and then I went to North Hollywood, where I took over the band at the Palomino Club. So that's when I really started having things start to happen.
Tony, somebody was talking about you, and they said Tony Booth is what classic country music sounds like. And went on to reading something the other day, and I knew that you got nominated for a Male Vocalist of the Year from ACEM. In 1973, and I was looking at everybody you were up against. Also nominated was Buck Owens, Ray Price, Merle Haggard, and Charlie Pride. Now,
holy cow,
that's some pretty steep competition there.
Wow.
Well, needless to say, I didn't win.
Well, I don't, with all those guys up against you, I don't think you need to feel bad about it.
Yeah, that's a pretty good company to be in there, right there.
That's why I thought it's an honor just to be considered with all them guys, you know.
That's great. So you were in California. Tell us a little bit about working the Palomino Club. That had to be interesting time in your career there.
Oh, it was. As far as, you know, just having fun, and you never know who you're going to see when you walk through the door. I mean, movie stars hang out there, the Dodgers, the Rams, everybody who's who in music business passed through the Palomino at one time or another. Not even the non-country guys played there, you know.
Right.
It was just a ball. I mean, we had guys like Jerry Lee sit in with us, and Hank Jr., Haggard, all the guys. I mean, it was just like a place to go and be comfortable, because the fans there were so used to seeing people that they didn't germ anybody. You know, the first time Rodriguez come there, and he was so popular, he was probably the hottest thing going at the time. And he come busted through. There was a bunch of bodyguards and stuff. And people just sat there and looked at him like, "What are you doing?" You know, they wasn't gonna blow their cool by jumping up and vomiting.
He wasn't the only one that had a little celebrity going on there.
Yeah, exactly.
So you came through, did Cinderella, and that kind of got your kick started. And then what you said, you followed that up with
Keys in the Mailbox.
Keys in the Mailbox. And see, yeah, Buck.
Buck missed all these songs. You know, I was just so happy to be in the mix that I just let him go with it. I mean, I didn't have an opinion one way or the other. I probably wouldn't have picked those songs, but I'm sure glad he did.
Yeah, something worked.
Well, yeah, I remember.
He didn't get to be a famous man because he didn't know what he was doing. So I'm pretty just didn't listen to him, you know.
Own half the real estate in California. You don't get there by not knowing what you're doing. Huh? Growing up in Wheeler, Texas, that was we had an old pool hall downtown, and they had a jukebox, and that was one of our go-tos on the old jukebox down at the pool hall in the big city of Wheeler. We listened to Keys in the Mailbox. I thought that was just great. That, along with Green Snakes by Johnny Bush.
Yeah, Green Snakes on the Ceiling. We interviewed him, and we had to have him explain that one.
Yeah, he kicks off his show with that song nowadays. I mean, that's his attention getter, you know.
That is. Hey, let's listen to Keys in the Mailbox. We'll be back in just a few minutes with more with Tony Booth.
Oh, the keys in the mailbox, come on in.
Oh, jealous me and careless you, the odds were just too great. I couldn't take those lonely nights. You made me sit and wait. I thought I'd see the last of you when you walked out of sight. Instead, I see you in my dreams each night. Oh, the keys in the mailbox, come on in. I'm sitting here wishing, dear, I had your love again. Where you've been. So the keys in the mailbox, come on in. I said, oh, I'd rather be alone than share your company. And I said, don't come around at all if you want more than me. But sitting here alone, I can't deny the flame that burns. I'll gladly take you back on any terms. Oh, the keys in the mailbox, come on in. I'm sitting here wishing, dear, I had your love again.
Programs, Lyrics, and Legends. Buck, got a good one on the phone. We've got Tony Booth. When you started, you were actually known as Johnny Booth, right?
Well, we did the first album that I cut And that shows you how they thought back then. This was in 1968, and they thought that Tony sounded too ethnic to be a country singer. So they changed my name to Johnny.
Oh, well.
Now, there ain't nobody named Tony that sings country music. Now look at it, you know.
That's funny.
You sure don't want to be cross-plugged with Tony Orlando.
Yeah, exactly.
You kind of took us
from the left, right?
You kind of took a step out and did a song by Merle Haggard called Irma Jackson. And was that right. A little later on?
No, I think that was actually before I did the other stuff.
That was back in 1970, wasn't it, Tony?
Yeah. I'm not real good on dates. You know, I just lived day to day back then. I was like a wild goose. But the idea behind that song was Merle wrote it. He wanted to cut it, but they was afraid it'd be harmful to his career. And but they thought if some unknown guy did it and you get some attention, you know, bad publicity is better than no publicity at all. It was just thinking so.
So they're like, what unknown guy can we get to?
That was it. They tried to promote my career, but
Irma Jackson's a song about interracial relationship, yeah. And for that time in 1970, it was
pretty touchy. Yeah,
pretty deep material to get into. And I noticed later that Merle did go on and record that.
Yeah,
anyway, I thought that was an interesting song, and pretty bold.
Their idea worked because. Remember the Dodger pitcher, Don Sutton?
Yes.
Hall of Fame. He used to play, he was a disc jockey during the off season, and he played at a radio station in Burbank called KBBQ, and me and him got to be friends, and he played that record. He said, man, they'd get death threats at the station and all.
Oh, my God.
You know, you mentioned that Buck Owens wrote a lot of your material, and like I said, he was a master at picking out the songs. But one song I remember that you recorded, and I think you even got nominated for an award back then. I'm kind of showing my age here, but I think it's back around 72, 73, somewhere in there. But you recorded a Jim Croce song called Working at the Car Wash Blues.
Yeah. Buck had his funky side, you know, and that was a total 180 from the stuff I'd been doing, and I thought, man, this ain't never going to sell in Texas. But that's where I did the bulk of my work. You know, I just lived in California, but I played in Texas, and I remember it went to number one in San Antonio. I don't know about the rest of the country, but it was a hit in San Antonio.
Did you do any radio shows down in San Antonio? Was that when Bill Mack was on the air down there?
Yeah, I used to go, well, Bill was up in Fort Worth, but I used to go and drive by his trucker show at night instead of there with him in Mandarin, you know. Harry King, one of the Hall of Fame disc jockeys in the San Antonio area, still active. I worked with him the other night, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that's great. We've got an interview scheduled with Bill after we hang up with you, so.
Okay.
Bill's hometown is Shamrock, and so Bill's been very kind to us to come on the radio more than one occasion and visit with us a little bit. So we'll be glad to tell him you said hello.
Yes, sir. You bet. Bill's a good one.
Talk a little bit about Lonesome 77203.
Once again, that was another thing that Buck picked out. You know, he just had an act for doing that, you know. And of course, I was familiar with Lonesome's work, and I probably knew this song even before I recorded them. So that was another great hit for us. That's one of the big three that I always do those three songs at every show, no matter what else I do.
Yeah.
And that told me that, you know, whenever I recorded those songs, and I actually sold more records, like on that one and on Kansas in the Mailbox, because the country music audience was larger by the time I come along than it was like when Freddie recorded Cheese in 1959, you know, smaller markets. So.
Right.
I guess I did pretty well from what they tell me. Like I said, 40-something years later, I was still singing every night.
So now, the younger crowd this day doesn't know when you have to give a name and a number how exactly.
Yeah.
Am I right, Buck?
That's right.
Probably.
Nobody those numbers anymore. They just, you know, put it in their phone and hit a button.
Right.
Yeah.
They're doing good to know if they, if, you know, a phone that's attached to the wall or something like that.
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, I even remember party lines. Do you remember those, Tony?
Yeah. One ring is yours and two rings is yours.
Yeah.
And one time you're looking in on the neighbors. Yeah, I did get to meet Tom Shaw Jr. Down in Nashville a couple of years ago. He was playing at the club across the street from our hotel. So I just went over and met him, and we wound up getting up and singing that song together. So that was a pretty neat deal.
So we're going to take a listen to Lonesome 77203, and man, we're having a good time visiting with Tony Booth.
Oh, yeah.
And, we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Just call Lonesome 77203. Had our number changed today, although I hate it too. But each time the phone would ring, they'd want to speak to you. How it hurts to tell them you're not here with me. Maybe now a telephone will let me be. It's not in the book now, so you better write it down. Just in case your love for me should ever come around. You might want to call and break the news to me. Just call Lonesome 77203. I keep the telephone beside me all the time, hoping you might want to call and say you changed your mind. If you do, then darling, you know where I'll be. I'm at Lonesome 77203. You're the only one I'm giving my new number to. So now if the telephone should ring, I'll know it's you. If you ever long for love that used to be, just call Lonesome 77203. And I'm at Lonesome 77203.
The program's Lyrics and Legends, and Buck, you know, we have fun doing this every time, and we just, seems like we get one layer peeled back, and then it kind of takes us a different route, and so we were visiting with Johnny Bush, and his folks said, hey, you need to get a hold of Tony Booth, and I was like, well, why not? Sounds like a great idea.
And it's a real party we're having on the air here talking to
Tony. So we got
to
give a little credit to Becky Riddle over at Johnny Bush's place for taking the initiative to get us connected with Tony Booth. Songs we've done so far, Keys in the Mailbox, Cinderella, and Lonesome 77203, and you said those are kind of your big three when you go perform. And you're still playing pretty much every week?
Not every week, but about three times a month, two or three times a month, enough to keep me active, but not, I don't want to overwork myself.
That's a lot of work, isn't it? People probably don't realize. They think you just show up and sing a song and go home and go.
Yeah. Going home is the problem. Yeah.
I understand that you've got a few hobbies, and it's kind of amazing that I was reading a little bit about you and said you slip out on the golf course every once in a while. Now, has Bill Mack ever conned you into playing a little golf with him?
No, you know, I think that must be an old bio because I quit playing golf a long time ago, basically because it's so thick and hot down here. Between the heat, the fire ants, and the mosquitoes, I mean, it takes much fun because I wasn't ever any good anyway.
Well, that's a good quote. We need to write that down. Tony Booth quits playing golf because of the heat, the fire ants, and the mosquitoes.
Yeah.
No, I never was a very good golfer, but I always enjoyed it. And now I'm too old. too beat up.
It sounds like when you were, your time you spent with Buck was well worth it, because he picked out some songs that you were able to chart, and you had several. Another one that is a favorite of mine is Little Old Dime. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I was always a huge Jim Reeves fan. You know, like I said, that's going back to those guys that had pretty boys.
You bet.
And I listened to one of his songs, and I'm thinking, man, that is a great song. And I'd learn it and sing it and realize that the song wasn't all that great. It was Jim Reeves that made it. And then I'm kind of known for shuffle music. And so when I listened to that Jim Reeves thing, I'm like, man, that's a great shuffle. That's Little Old Dime. I just didn't realize it had four verses, three bridges. I mean, it's like trying to memorize a book. But it's a great song. That, like I said, that was one good shuffle song that he had that I really liked. I like all this stuff. That one kind of fit my style better.
Talk about that shuffle deal a little bit. We kind of, when I think of the shuffle, I think of Ray Price. Is that kind of where you picked that up from?
And plus it's kind of a Texas thing too, you know. And I played a lot in Texas, so it was just a natural thing for me to kind of stick with that vein. And that kind of epitomizes classic country to me.
Did you watch any of the special they did on the Ken Burns special on country music?
I haven't watched all of it, but I've watched about three episodes. I'm really enjoying that. There's a lot of stuff I didn't know without finding out.
It's a lot of fun. There's the reason I asked that is there's a part in there where they asked Greg Price about that shuffle, and he said, well, it's a good way to make a slow song sound fast. we want to take a listen to A Little Old Dime, I think, and then we'll be back to visit more with Tony Booth right after this.
Little old dime, you're the last out of a pocket full. I've put all the others in this telephone. I've called all over town for the lost love. Let this last number be the right one. Little old dime, you're my last chance to find her. And I'm placing all my last hopes on you. Let me tell her I'll always be waiting, just in case things don't work out with someone new. Little old dime, please don't disappoint me. I can't call anymore, you're my last dime. Tomorrow she'll be gone with her new love. And I've just got to talk to her one more time. Little old dime, as you leave my shaking fingers, I pray I'll hear her answer the phone. The sound of her voice will ease my heartaches, even though I know tomorrow she'll be gone. Little old dime, here you go after the others. If she answers or not, it's still goodbye. I'm almost afraid to dial the number. If she ain't there, I know I'm gonna cry. Little old dime, please don't disappoint me. I can't call anymore, you're my last dime. And tomorrow she'll be gone with her new love. And I've just got to talk to her one more time.
Program is Lyrics and Legends. On the phone with us, I'm assuming, I don't know where Tony's living right now. I just know we got him on the phone. Tony Booth, where are you at now, Tony?
I'm outside of Houston, out in the weeds.
Way out in the weeds, huh?
You've been dodging hurricanes down there?
You know, we do, but I've never flooded, and I'm right in the middle of all this flood stuff. But for some reason, I think the Lord put his hand on me. My little land has never had flooded. So. And we've been through some pretty gnarly storms since I've been here nearly 40 years. So. I guess I'm good. Yeah.
Tony, you had mentioned several artists that had a big influence on you. Who would you say had the biggest influence on your career as you were just getting started?
Well, that has to be Ray Price. But I just like good music. I didn't care who did it. And as I got older, I appreciated other styles. And being like a club band, you have to do a variety of music.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't have, I mean, I love Ray Price, like I said, Marty Robbins, Darren Young, those guys were the top for me. I think Jim Reeves, you know, guys like that. I like Larry, and I like, you know, Ray Charles. There's so many guys nowadays. I mean, Vince Gill right now is really the bomb as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
Vince Gill, how crazy is that? He's on tour with the Eagles now.
And
what a guitar player and great vocalist, too.
Well, yeah, he can sing anything and make you believe it. I mean, you know, he does pop songs. I mean, he's just got that voice that blends into anything, you know.
You were talking about Marty Robbins, and I was a disc jockey in Oklahoma City when El Paso came out, and that was a guaranteed play on the radio because it was 5 minutes long. The guy could go smoke a cigarette, he could go to the bathroom, you know, he could take care of business.
I know, that's right. Yeah, that was one of the keys for that song. Yeah, like you said, it's about to
break. Everything before that was about 3 minutes in length.
And you did a song called "You're Still in These Crazy Arms," which is kind of a follow up to the Willie Nelson's Crazy Arms, isn't it?
No, Willie wrote Crazy.
Crazy Arms. Okay, I'm getting my...
Crazy Arms, yeah, Ray Price.
Ray Price,
had it,
Ray
didn't
Price.
It?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, okay. I'm glad you guys got me.
Yeah, it was a takeoff on that. In other words, it referenced Ray Price. That was why I liked the song, you know. And turns out, I'm not the only one that liked it. Charlie Pride come along and recorded it later on, too.
Tell you what, yeah. Charlie Pride gets a hold of something that usually had a way of making it to the top of the charts.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure anymore. I don't think they play any of the people anymore, you know, on regular mainstream radio. You find a golden oldie station or guys like you that's keeping it going for us. That's where they get the air.
Yeah, now, and I'm not knocking it. It's just not what my cup of tea, but the newer stuff, I don't care for it. A lot of the stations that do play a little bit of the older stuff and try to mix the newer stuff in there, and to me, you're kind of not catering to either audience when you do that. But we have enjoyed just sticking with the bread and butter, the classic stuff like you guys and Johnny Bush and Willie and Waylon and Merle and Hank and all those. And it works really well up here. We get a lot of comments when we play you guys stuff, and I mean, that's what we stick with. We don't do any of the newer country. I know it must make somebody a lot of money, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, the big companies kind of dictate to the radio stations what they can and cannot play. And so with an organization like Gary Ware and Jim Turbeville, his partner, we had 5 stations now. And if we like it, we can play it.
That's right.
You know, so, evidently, a lot of the people out here in the Texas Panhandle sure like some of the stuff that we like.
We're gonna listen to "You're Still in These Crazy Arms," because I think we almost got by without doing that. And then we're going to be back to visit with Tony Booth. Buck, we're going to blow through this thing like we always do and run out of time, it seems like.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever we do, we always want to keep going.
We keep getting carried away asking Tony Booth the right questions, and he gives all the right answers.
And we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Crazy Arts was playing on the jukebox the first time that I ever danced with you. And from that moment on, I knew forever these songs would never reach for someone new. Every night I thank my lucky stars above that you never be someone else's love. The dreams we shared have stood the test of time, and you're still in these crazy arms of mine. Gray's old record, put it on and turn the lights down low. We hold each other close and dance together like we did so many years ago. Every night stars above that you'll never be someone else's love. The dreams we shared have stood the test of time, and you're still in these crazy arms of mine. Yes, you're still in crazy arms of mine.
The program's Lyrics and Legends. That one, you're still in these crazy arms. It was kind of a takeoff of a Ray Price song.
Right.
Follow up, however you want to call it. On the phone with us, Tony Booth from down at Houston, Texas, in the studio, Buckwell.
You know, I was just sitting here a while ago, and somebody that tuned in that might not know the history of these stations that we operate and that we broadcast on, there's been a whole lot of mention of Buck in these, you know, and somebody says, and which Buck are they talking about? We've talked a whole lot about Buck Owens, and he had big influence on your career, didn't he, Tony?
Oh, yeah, totally. He lifted me right out of obscurity.
One thing that really was neat that happened later on is when Dwight Yoakam came along and kind of saw that resurgence of Buck Owens fans and that type of music, and that Bakersfield sound that I guess is part of your background.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, whenever Don Rich died, Buck, you know, kind of took a lot out of him. And so I think Yoakam kind of pulled him back out into the public eye. Was kind of done with it. He just lost his heart after Don passed.
Yeah, and Yoakam's still out there touring.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, that in spite of the fact that none of the guys get played on mainstream radio, they still attract a huge audience. I mean, Charlie Pride, Gene Watson, them guys, they still pack it. And Mo Bandy, Bush, Johnny Bush, all of them.
Yeah. We saw Dwight in Amarillo not too long back, and then saw Gene Watson over in Oklahoma, and I mean, they packed them in.
Oh, yeah. People are hungry for this, you know, the older people.
Right.
Casinos have been kind of a godsend to a lot of classic country artists.
Yeah, they sure have. We talked about earlier about that new music. Well, you know, none of us like it. The reason we don't is because it's written for 20-year-olds. and we've already been there and done that, you know.
That's oh, yeah. Good, that's a good take on that.
But, I mean, the bottom line is it's still a business, and them guys are making millions. So, you know, you can't fault them for that.
No, you can't fault them for it. It's just, I'm glad that we can go back and listen to the stuff we identify with.
Yeah.
Country music's titles, song titles are always interesting. There's been some yeah. some great ones that have come out, and one that Tony does is Losing You Just Dawned on Me. Talk a little bit about that one, Tony.
You know, I've got two writers in my head that I get mixed up, Kent Westbury and Glenn Sutton. One of those two guys wrote that song.
We'll give them credit.
Yeah. I mean, those guys are just such awesome songwriters. And I love ballads. That's what I like to sing, but with dances is a different story, you know. But that was just such a pretty song. We got a few, not just me, but I mean our industry in general, were doing too many cover songs. And my answer to that was that they don't write the songs that we like anymore. So that's why we do them. The song today is not as good, you know. But then I got to thinking, you know, those guys didn't just burn all those songs back in the 70s when radio quit playing them, so they got to be in a file cabinet somewhere in Nashville. So I got a hold of this songwriter and I knew, and man, he sent me so much good material. I wound up recording five songs on one CD off, you know, of Dave Lindsay. He's the guy that wrote You're Still in These Crazy Arms of Mine. He just had a wealth of good old classic country that's brand new. So that's how I discovered that little gold mine. So that those songs that Losing You Dawned on Me today, You've Been There, and Bridge to Memory Lane, just really good ballad stuff. And then I found an album that in Nashville I never heard of it. It had a whole different sound. And so I cut a couple of songs off of that. I don't know what the name of the album was. He had some good material on there. Kicking and just some really good songs.
One of your latest CDs, the title I think is This All There Is to a Honky Tonk. I thought that was a pretty good title.
Well, I was working with Palomino Club, and the guy that wrote that song, this was a story, supposedly dropped that song off for me, and I never got it. The next thing you know, Jerry Naylor recorded it. So for 35 years, that festered in there. It when Tracy invited me to come and record for Heart of Texas Records, that's the first song I did. So I've been waiting all those years to do that song. It's such a great song.
Let's squeeze Losing You Just Dawned on Me in here. We'll be back with more just right after this.
Today today I face the end of time. Last night I watched you walk away, but losing you just dawned on me today. My heart will never be the same. My lips keep whispering your name. Goodbye. I can't bear to think about tomorrow. The loneliness would be too much to take. Morning. cause losing you just dawned on me today.
The program's Lyrics and Legends, and on the phone with us, kind enough to take time out of his day to visit with these old boys up here in the Texas Panhandle on Lyrics and Legends. We've got Tony Booth on the phone with us.
We've got three good old boys on the phone.
There you go.
We've had a great response up here, especially in the Amarillo and Shamrock area with your music as well as several others. And we were excited, Tony, to get you to sit down with us and visit with us on the radio. We're going to try to get one more of this. Give us the title of the song again, Doc.
One of his latest albums, and that was an interesting story about it, floated around for 35 years before Tony recorded it, but the name of it was Is This All There Is to a Honky Tonk.
We're going to listen to that, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to take a little turn. We'll be back with more right after this.
Each and every night she sits waiting till it's become a part of her life. She wonders if she's been enough woman while trying to be a good wife. So she fixes her makeup, brushes her hair, walks to the corner to see if I'm there. Though the jukebox is playing, the music is loud, I hear her voice echo over the crowd. Is this all there is to a honky-tonk? Is this what keeps you from me every night? Is this all there is to a honky-tonk? Just bar stools and cheap California red wine. And looked into her eyes. It doesn't take me long to realize that what I've been looking for I won't find in this place. All that I need I see in her face. I see warmth and love and need in me. Her words keep coming back to me. Is this all there is to a honky-tonk? Is this what keeps you from me every night? Is this all there is to a honky-tonk? Just bar stools
and cheap California red wine. Just bar stools and cheap California red wine.
The program's Lyrics and Legends. On the phone with us, Tony Booth. And Tony, you have done a gospel CD here recently. It's kind of your latest project. Talk a little bit about that. What inspired you to do that? And just give us a little background on that.
Well, years ago, when I was starting off, my grandma always wanted me to do one. That just never, the opportunity never presented itself. And then, of course, my mother later on had the same request. It took all these years before I was able to be in a position to do it. You know, just call my own shots, let's say. And so I did that in memory of my grandma and my mother. But I like the old gospel, just like I like old country. I did throw a couple more modern cuts in there, but basically it's the old music that everyone's familiar with. But I grew up in church, and I always felt the music, and it means a lot to me to sing it. So
one of those, I think that's a newer one that was one of my favorites. I may not get the title on this, but correct. So you may have to correct me. The Old Man Is Dead, is that?
Yes, that's it.
Is that a Del Lay song?
Yes.
Okay. I really like that song. It's kind of got a special meaning because we had a friend up here that recorded a gospel CD, and that was one that he did, and he's no longer with us, Mike Bradstreet. But he did that, and when I heard your version, I was like, I got to get Tony to throw this one in here.
Oh, yeah, great song.
Yeah, and so we're going to listen to that, and then we want to be back because you've got another one that's kind of taken off that's we're going to visit about called When Tomorrow Starts Without Me. We're going to listen to The Old Man's Dead, and then we'll be back right after this.
Now and then, an old friend of mine I hadn't seen for some time will stop by and ask me where I've been, what's on my mind. They wonder why I'm not drinking, still painting the old town red. I just tell them I'm serving Jesus now, and the old man is dead. And the man you see before you may look a lot same, and I may wear the same clothes, have the same old name, but you're looking on the outside. If you could see inside instead, see a brand new man, 'cause the old man is dead. I used to live such a wicked life, had no peace inside. I was lost in darkness, searching for the light. Then one night in a little church, after hearing what the preacher said. I gave my life to Jesus, and now the old man is dead. And the man you see before you may look a lot the same. And I may wear the same clothes and have the same old name, but you're looking on the outside. You could see inside instead. You would see a brand new man, 'cause the old man's dead. You're looking on the outside. You could see inside instead. You would see a brand new man, 'cause the old man is dead.
The program's Lyrics and Legends. Buck, we're coming down to the end here.
We're in the home stretch.
Tony, you were kind enough to start talking about this gospel CD you did, and when I was talking to Lynn Brown the other day, he said you had one that's really taken off, and it's called When Tomorrow Starts Without Me. Talk a little bit about that.
This song, this old man, one of the elders in our church, said that he wanted me to learn this song and sing it at his funeral. And I said, okay. So I listened to it, and it was kind of like a southern gospel rock. You know, it wasn't really what I type of music I did, but I was able to fool with it enough and made it more country. And it wasn't like Lynyrd Skynyrd singing a gospel song. And I don't know why, I just had a feeling. And so I went in and cut the CD, and I had this one song on there. And I told the producer, I said, I want you to cut me a little disc with this one song. I want to take it to that old man. I want him to hear it. Because he didn't know I was going to record it. He just wanted me to learn it. But I wanted him to be able to hear me sing. So we did that. And then as it turned out, when he died, I was off somewhere on the road and couldn't get back to the funeral, but they was able to play my recording of his funeral. So, and it's just a great comforting song for the people that's left behind. When you hear listen to the lyrics of this song, I mean, it just makes you feel good.
Wow. We're going to listen to When Tomorrow Starts Without Me, and then we got to come and wrap this up. And coming up, Buck, is Department of Shameless Plug. So we're going to listen to When Tomorrow Starts Without Me. Talking to Tony Booth on the phone. We'll be back right after this.
Everyone has their appointed time to graduate this life, leave this world behind. One who made us has a master plan, and sometimes it's more than we understand. I made arrangements many years ago to walk on streets made from the purest gold. When I get there, I'll be truly free. So don't shed no tears of sadness over me. When tomorrow starts without me, and my race down here on earth is finally run, I'll be singing with the angels, hallelujah to the Father. And there'll be no need to worry, 'cause I'll be in the best place that I can be.
safe in the arms of Jesus. When tomorrow starts without me, if you find I often cross your mind, I hope that you remember all the good times. And take hope in the promises we were made, that we will meet again some sweet day. When tomorrow starts without me, and my race down here on earth is finally run, well, I'll be singing with the angels, hallelujah to the Father and the Son. And there'll be no need to worry, 'cause I'll be in the best place that I can be. Safe in the arms of Jesus, when tomorrow starts without me. Safe in the arms of Jesus, when tomorrow starts without me.
Programs, lyrics, and legends, Buck. We've about got this one wrapped up.
Gary and Buck, I appreciate you guys a whole lot.
Well, we sure want to thank you for coming on and being part of our program. You know, we really probably don't know how much it means for us to be able to visit with you guys like you and Johnny and so many others that take time to call us up here in the Panhandle and visit with us and talk about your music and everything you've had going on. So thanks a ton. Thanks again for doing that.
But you guys take care now.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Uh-huh.
This has been another edition of
Lyrics and Legends
with your host, Gary Ware. Join us next time here on Legends 92.9.